Let me see if I did it right. Tell me.
Plastic. One has to do with cleaning up. Local coastal community have a cleanup day, you know, where they clean up all the plastic on the beaches, which is really good, you know, and you're stopping people from having, you know, I talked the other day about using balloons at parties and how the balloons end up in the animals. But what I wanted to talk to you today about was this particular item right here. Plastic pollution has become so pervasive in the world's oceans that a new study finds even creatures living in some of the greatest ocean depths are feeding on microplastic debris. Researchers from the University of Bristol and University of Oxford say they found the pollution has been ingested by hermit crabs, lobsters, and sea cucumbers living from 1,000 to 6,000 feet in depth. Very deep, they found plastic still down there. The results astonished me, says Laura Robinson. She's a geochemist who did the study. And it's a real reminder that plastic pollution has truly reached the furthest ends of the earth. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that something we all just, gee. So, that's a short little note for today. I also want to add something else, and I keep saying it. I've said it a few times before, and I'll say it again. Don't give in to using pesticides to control the mosquitoes. Garlic will kill them dead. Use garlic and it will kill the mosquitoes. Don't want the mosquitoes to bite you. Then you either eat garlic or take a clove of garlic, cut it in half, put half in each shoe, and you will smell of garlic. If the mosquito can't fight you, it won't bite you. Use garlic to kill them. Especially now with the hurricane spreading, it's going to spread the mosquitoes around even more, all over Florida and any place that's not going to freeze. And you can't be using the chemicals to kill them because they will survive. Okay? All right. So that's it for today. Thank you, and I keep working on this cat thing here. See, it's not easy. One eye over here, another eye. But I'm getting better at it. If you have any questions, you can email me at Andy Lopez at invisiblegardener.com. Might as well just go to invisiblegardener.com and check it out. Bye. I'm going to put some more music on because I love the music. Yeah. What do you all think of my music? You should send me comments. You can listen to them on the website also. I have a brand new podcast for this show and for all my music. Yeah. Right. I have some other kitty cat friends who will be coming on too, and a couple of dog friends. Okay. Bye now. Do more of the show. I wanted to talk about something real fast.
I think maybe this is working right. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll find out. And that has to do with I got a call. I got an email from. Let's see, I'm doing it right. I can't tell now. I'm assuming it because I was just playing the video. What I do is I pre-record the show, the video aspect of it, and then anything new I can just basically go over it myself, you know. So I'm assuming I'm doing it right, but I can never really tell anymore with this setup here. I just have to just do it and just figure that it's being done right to some extent. Anyway, so I received a very interesting email with a question from a listener, and I did some research on it. So I'm assuming, Mr. Engineer, that if you're listening, everything's fine. Otherwise, you'll tell me there's no sound, no voice, nothing, you know. I don't see the chat. Oh, there's a chat. No sound. So. Maybe my it's my, I'm not getting any sound right now, or is that an old sound thing? Because I don't know. Is it okay now? Nothing. Yeah, my voice thing going on here. Everything should be okay, I guess, but maybe not. Right? I'm not getting anything from him either. One of those days, you know. But it should be working because my all is well, it's just no sound. Oh no, that was from the video. I don't get any sound from him here either. Now
All
I'm not.
right.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I'll just
I hear you
chime right
now.
in. I'll chime right in because it'll get confusing if I don't. Everything's fine. The video's played fine. Everything's fine. I'm not sure what's up now.
Okay, so you can hear me talk?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Everything's playing
Okay.
beautifully. Yeah,
Okay, great. So then I can just proceed and we're taping.
feel free to
Okay.
proceed.
I don't know what's going on either. Okay, man. Thank you for chiming in. Chime in anytime, man, you know. I'm so
Okay.
lonely here all by myself.
I understand
Okay.
that.
All right. Fine. Fine. So I see. Okay, everybody. So anyway, I what I wanted to say was, and this is kind of important. Okay. Anyway, he asked me if I knew whether or not the COVID-19 virus survives in the compost system. You know, the compost process, because you know they a lot of the cities sell. Or they give away sewer, what I like to call, they like to call biosolids, which I call sewer sludge, which is, which you know, you already know how I feel about the whole process, and my feelings on it hasn't changed throughout all the years in terms of that the bio waste system, the sewer sludge system, is very toxic for any number of reasons. Heavy metal concentrations is not a least of them. You know, there's also so many things going into that system now, and it's almost impossible for them to keep up with methods on how to have it safe. I've done some research on it, on the question, and where's my cell phone when it disappears? It's always around on the subject because I just got this email last week, and so I one of the places I looked at was removing the coronavirus from the water cycle, and what it comes down to is that the corona-19 virus can stay in infectious, can remain infectious for days even longer in sewer and drinking water. And that's what it says. Scientists know that the coronavirus, including the COVID-19 virus, can remain infectious for days or even longer in sewage or drinking water. Now, you know, in a lot of places, the cities convert the sewers into a sewer sludge, or they which they call biosolids, And they also give them away now. You know, they give the way as compost. It's being sold to, given away to farmers, and to you know, anybody who wants to compost. I've always wanted to say, you know, the position that it can be done correctly, but it really isn't. There's only a few places in the United States that are actually processing it correctly. In my opinion, the way it's done correctly is by having the microbes entirely eat the product up, rather than the way it's done now. And the way it's done now is that it uses microbes to a certain extent, and it maybe they progress along the ways, but because there are lots of other organizations and ways to actually use the microbes, but I don't think the actual folks involved in doing this process of taking the sewer sludge and converting it into biosolids are using these methods. And these methods, the method they're using, think of it as a big giant swimming pool where everything's processed. Sure, it's cleaned up, pieces of hands and legs or whatever, you know, it's in the system, and materials and bottles and, you know, other things, solids and stuff that I can decompose on you. And I'm sure that they go through a variety of decontamination, whether it be chlorine or blue ultraviolet light or whatever systems and whatever. I don't know if they even had chemicals to them, to the sewers to try to kill them. I have no idea the actual process. I do know that the thought behind whether it is safe or not comes down to two different types of thinking, and basically comes down to right down the middle, as you would expect it, in terms of though there are those that are in the business, so the business of recycling, the business of converting, you know, the city's compost systems, you know, giving away the compost, the biosolids, or the actual process of taking the human waste and converting it into a clean viable product that can be used by farmers or recycled, right? In that business, or the actual or the doctors and scientists on the other hand. So it gets broken down into those two different thoughts. And on one hand, it's very clear that there can be a very serious problem of the viruses ending up in our water system, ending up in, again, reinfecting people if it actually ends up in the compost. My feeling has always been that the compost is properly done, and if it uses the state-of-the-art ways for the microbe to eat it, it will totally break it down. So if it's done correctly, it can be done. But as I said, it's a whole different system than the way it's done being done now. So I don't put much I don't know what the word is, but I don't trust them with their biosolids. And more than likely, my feelings would be that there's going to be this problem of this not just this virus, but any other viruses that happens to come along that we get into our water, into our again, you know, like you've heard about the E. coli in the vegetables. Well, imagine if it was more than that, right? Okay, so now we can continue back with our regularly special scheduled program. Whoa, that was good. Thank you. for those of you that are not watching this, I haven't figured out a way to be able to do both at the same time. So probably in the future, I'm just going to do the video without any music. And then I can probably talk through the video, you know, do an over voiceover. That way you can hear it. Because this way, if I play the video, you know, the music and so forth in the video, I can't over talk over it. So this way I can talk to you. But so anyway, the bottom line is there's no reason why you can't watch it either live or watch the video. You can watch it on your computer. You can watch it on your iPhone, right? Very, very easy to do. That's why I suggest you really get Zoom, for one thing, because Zoom will allow you to call, get on the air with me too, and show me what you got over there in terms of your garden and so forth, right? Okay, Doc, just saying. So I'm gonna go ahead and keep playing this. Basically, the video shows me spraying, and I do a natural spraying service. I've done it since the late 70s, early 80s. What I spray is my own product called Super Seaweed. It's a microbiological activator is what I call it. And it's really, 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 really incredible stuff in the sense that it changes throughout the years. I was just talking to somebody about it. It changes throughout the years because the different products come online, different products go. I buy a bunch of different things and then blend them together. I've been doing that for a long time. And the different things that I buy are the things that I really like what they have to offer to the mix. And I blend them together. I basically cook them together. And doesn't take a long time, but you have to, it's like making yogurt. And that's what I use. And so, throughout these shows, I talk a lot about my super seaweed, and I have several videos already up and coming about what I do to make it. So that a good part of the formula, it's in my book, all of my books, but the latest book, Don't Panic, It's Organic, it's in there also. started basically spraying in the well, I actually started in before I left to join the service. When I was a kid, I started doing stuff around the garden stuff, but I didn't really have the spraying service set up, you know, until I got out of the service in 1970, and then 71 and 72, I was gone, maybe 73, 74, somewhere around there, 75, 76, 77, somewhere in there. I started Invisible Gardener in 1970, but I didn't really start doing spraying until much later. I didn't have access to what I have access to now in terms of having a sprayer system. I have a rig that's handles 100 gallons of water, but it's about 850 pounds PSI, so it's for arborists. It shoots up to the trees. That's where you can see, if you watch the video, you'll see that it shoots up to the trees. And so I started doing that in the late 70s, and I've been doing it ever since. And I've developed all different types of interesting ways of making things grow. But the spraying is a big part of it, because the spraying is one of the ways that foliar spraying is, when you spray nutrients or whatever onto the leaves of the plants, and they're not absorbed. They're absorbed directly through the leaves of the plant, not only through the leaves, but through the trunk. And there are lots of other ways too, because one of the things I do is also inject it into the soil. So when I spray it on top, it's also dripping, and I spray it and I soak the soil too as well. So I'm putting it into the soil. Eventually, there's more and more of these microorganisms living in the soil that survives over a period of time. And almost all the places that I have now, I have with me over at least 10 years for now. At least it's been 10 years. I have some that I started doing in 84 and 85, so that's even longer. And so they usually tend to stay with me, because what happens is year after year, the place gets better and better, and you can see how things are growing. You can actually see the difference. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead, go back to playing this one. So this place here is in Ojai. I've been going to it for 12, 15 years, 20 years maybe. They had to move because of the fire, so I'm not going there anymore as of last year. I had over, I don't know, 30 or 40 different types of fruit trees, from persimmons to some apples, some apricots. Definitely avocados and lemons, the grapes, figs, you know, and so on. Okay, guys, here we go. So how are we doing?
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez. Thank you for watching my TV show today. I'm going to show you my roses that I'm taking care of here. I'm a volunteer where I live. So enjoy. These roses are organically grown. No chemicals, no pesticides, no, none of the usual stuff. Next week, I'll show you what they look like again, because they just keep getting better and better and better. So thank you and enjoy the show. Crazy.
It's really great being able to talk to you like this. I'm not really sure if this is actually going to work out right. So, but because, you know, my whole goal has always been to talk to you. And so I don't want to set up any barriers that won't let you talk to me. So I have to remind you that you can always call me and talk to me. I'm pretty sure that if you were to dial the numbers for the BBS station, that they could just pipe it right through, or that you can even just use the click on the on the link that's just for Zoom and pop right into the show. And that's what I would suggest you all do. You know, you should be able to, with your iPhone or even without your iPhone, because I bet you if you're on your desktop and you click on that link, it'll still open up Zoom, and there you are with me, and you can easily talk to me. And I'm sure that the Mr. Engineer will always tell me through my earphones what's going on, because I don't have to have it on full screen all the time. But full screen means I can't see the chat set up, you know. It should pop up automatically or something. But so I have it on, I guess I have it on the app, which basically means that, okay, and I'm assuming everything's fine because I don't hear anything from anybody or anything here. So it's very quiet. So I'm going to go back to playing the show. Here you go.
the office. This is Anscross. Too much water.
Sorry about that.
thought I would show you guys some of the things I've been doing throughout the years. I have about a billion videos. So, and the live cam basically means that when I do stuff, I also show it live on my website. So there's a button on the top corner that says live cam. If you're on, if you're a member, you'll get a mailing or emailing or a notification saying that I'm doing a live cam. If you want to see me live, you can either go up to my website, click on it, or you can basically have it already, you know, bookmarked. You can just open up your iPhone or your computer and hit your bookmark. It'll take you to that live cam spot. And at any rate, I tape them. And so these are some of the live cams. That's what it means to us for Gardner Live Cam. And yes, I all the music is mine too. I did say that I have a billion of these videos, didn't I? but listen, before I forget, I want to tell you all that I'm working on setting up the workshop. It'll probably happen if the Earth is still here and we're all alive sometime in the next few months, but I'm in no particular hurry. I understand we all have something we have to deal with first. But it gives me a chance being indoors all the time now to work on things. So that's what I'm going to do, set up a really nice workshop. We're going to use Zoom so that everybody can come on board. And I'm going to go through my book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. So that's the latest book. If you want to do the workshop, the only cost is you buy the book. That's it. Get it from Amazon, of course. Just write Miss Will Gardner, Don't Panic, It's Organic. And you'll see me there. Get the $20 version. Don't fall. A few people have contacted me And it appears to be, there appears to be a bunch of third-party vendors that like my book so much are selling it for a lot more money than they should be. I have a color version of it. When I first came out with the color version of it, because it's like $78, but somebody was selling it for $300. So people kept emailing me, "Your book is too expensive." Okay, and so I said, I told Amazon basically, I'm just gonna, I'll be the only one selling that book, and I'll sell it directly for, you know, the color version. Sell it myself. I sell it for $55 now. It cost me close to $40 to print the thing because it's in color. The black and white version is only $20, but the black and white version, somebody else is also selling it now for $80. So if you go to Amazon, you type in Miss Wilgard, don't panic, it's organic, and somebody's selling the book for $80. Look and see who the seller is. What I would do is look for Invisible Gardener. Type in Invisible Gardener, right? And then do the search on that first, and you see all the list of books that I have written. Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's in there among Silk's books. And that's the one you want, because it'd be directly from me, not from somebody else selling it for $80. Mine would be $20. Now, membership is free, and you actually get the PDF version of it and all the other ebooks as ebooks on the website. So you can get it right away if you want to get the Don't Panic, It's Organic. But you can use that in the course, of course. But I think you'll like it better if you're using the book, so you can go through it, through the workshop together. So we have another 10 minutes or so to go, so here we go.
Hello everybody, this is Andy Lopez. This is my live cam video. That's me right there. This is my garage. This is Super Seaweed. It's one of the products that I make. It's actually the only product I make. So Super Seaweed is made of a variety of different things. I started in the sixth grade making it myself. And over the years, I've gotten really good at it. And it's a biodynamic formula. I studied biodynamics and permaculture, all those things, and came up. So as I know more, I learned more what to do with it. This mixture has been, it takes 30 days to 60 days to make. This batch right here is done. As you see, there's a line of them. So this one here is ready to use. I go out and I spray it on my customers and their lawns and trees and all those things. And this one over here, it's in the first line, is starting the mixture, which we started to add. This is liquid seaweed maxi crop. We also have, I have five different types of liquid seaweed that I add to it. Some of them are all MRI certified and some aren't. This is called seaweed extract. It is all MRI certified. You see it in the corner over there, whereas the other seaweed isn't. There are many reasons for that. It's hard to explain in the long run. I also had Ultra by AgriGirl. This one is OMR certified. Ultra is really interesting. It's liquid seaweed and AgriGirl. I'll tell you more about AgriGirl in our next show. It's one of the liquids that I add. It's a liquid enzyme. And so to this mixture, I start to add various different types of bacteria, mycorrhiza. This was called Root Zone. There are many different ones on the market. It has a variety of different fungi in it, along with other bacteria as well. So this one over here is called Endo. So it's basically Endo and Ectomycorrhiza. It's in a very fine powder form. The idea is you add it to the mix, and the mix gets all eaten up. Everything eats each other up, and it sort of makes one product. And then another, if you can tell, I add a variety of different things to this. So this is another one, which is basically a root growth enhancer. It's another a bunch of other different types of microorganisms, bacteria, fungi, so different varieties. I had every different variety that I can get my hands on, okay? It's also one of the products that I sell. Of course, it's called Super Seaweed. It's Super Seaweed Micro. Another thing I add to it, let's see, where am I going to pick here? Okay, so this one here is another root growth enhancer. It has a variety of other different types of organisms too. A lot of them call it root growth enhancer because that's what they do. So they just have different companies. Okay, so I add that to it in a powdered form. This one actually is in a granular form. So it's the same one as the one before, but it's in a granular form. That means it takes a little longer for it to break down. And this one over here is the same thing, the root growth enhancer, but it's in a granular form, which means some the powder form is available right away, and the granular form breaks down slowly over a period of time. And this one here has a wide variety of microorganisms. I don't think it's doing me any good to tell you all the names of what they are. But it's quite a blend. Eventually, it's quite a blend that goes in there. This is only the start of it. I add different things throughout the different stages of its, inoculation, its growth, whatever. It takes about, like I said, 30 to 60 days, sometimes 90 days. This one's called Azoles, is another special type of mycorrhiza blend. It's really very cool product. So I take that, and I you can't see the names of them, but it's a very long series of names of different microorganisms which work really, really well to enhance root growth. It's also great to throw to do as a foliar spray, because as a foliar spray, that's one of the things that's the advantage of the spraying. But I also do deep root feedings, getting into the ground, getting into the roots. After all, this is a root enhancer. So I add that to my mixture, there you go. You can see now that's, I'm adding that there. The amount varies, but basically I end up adding a cup. This particular one, I use a lot. I use the whole product in that one particular batch. And let's see, what else am I going to use? So this over here is another interesting product. It's really a microorganism in minerals. And that's what it has, and a bunch of other different microorganisms, along with a bunch of different types of sources of mineral, all organic and OMRI certified, wonderful product. So I add that to it. So I'll take that, and I'll add a certain amount to that. Not the whole thing, because it won't fit in there. You don't really need a whole lot. And remember, this basically, once it gets made, there's a mixture that's left in there, and that's used in the next batch. So we're going to add some of that to it. Now let's see, what else can I add to it? I have some, what's in here? Oh, look, there it is, Super Thrive. Super Thrive comes from the Vitamin Institute, and it's vitamin B1. And vitamin B1 is not organic or natural, it's man-made. And that's one of the reasons why some of these other products are not certified OMRI, because they have vitamin B1 in it. I like vitamin B1. If it's good for the humans, it's good for us. This one over here, speaking of good for humans, good for us, this is called Crop Booster. This is a product that I've been using myself, not this particular product, even though it's exactly the same thing. This was called Crop Booster. But basically, I have a mineral supplement that I've been taking for quite a long time. My wife and I learned about minerals for plants, and this is it right here. This is a pineapple flavor, and it's minerals. Really cool source of organic sources of minerals, natural sources of minerals. They're dug up out of the earth and then blended together, run through, pasteurized, made into a interesting liquid. Maybe I'll have them on the show someday. And I've been doing that myself, and I realized a long time ago that the plants love it. So my wife and I take this as a mineral source because it gets absorbed into our bodies. It's a really good source of minerals. I take different sources of minerals because it's important to have your body needs minerals just as the soil needs, plants need mineral. I have a show now called The Garden and the Body, and we talk about the relationship between the two. I'm going to take a sip of this stuff because it's my mineral time now. And like I said, I've been doing this stuff for maybe 10 years, 15 years now, 20 years. It's hard to...
Okay, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I'm going to have to cut this short. Short now, because I have to then get ready for my next show, which is called it's called the Cosmic Spaceship, and that's on the same station here on the same radio station, but it's on a different channel. It's called Cosmic Spaceship. So you can either get there by going back to my website, which is maybe how you got here, or if you're already on the station, it's just look for the Cosmic Website station, which is, you know, bbsradio.com/cosmic spaceship. And I'll be on there in a few minutes. So we're going to take off now, guys. Thank you very much for dropping in, and take care throughout this crisis. We'll see you next time, okay? Bye now.